Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Today's episode is brought to you by Everything is Messy, a book about resilience, reality, and personal development with recipes to help you live a happy, healthy, positive, and productive life. What you can expect from this book, it is a one-of-a-kind publication. You are going to experience a little bit of everything. Personal development, life lessons, real solutions, budget-friendly vegan recipes. There's over 20 of them in here. And proof that anything is possible when following the right formula. I want you to enjoy this journey when you read Everything is Messy. I want it to really make you think about the goals you have and the dreams you stop chasing. I want this book to help you get organized, be creative in the kitchen, level up in life, and I want it to make you believe again. You can, and I promise, have anything out of life, but you simply must put in the work. Use this book when you need it. Come back to it, and of course, share it with a friend. It is better to go through these times in life with an excellent support system, a good head on your shoulders, and a sense of humor, and the understanding that manifesting and visualizing an outcome can profoundly change your life. You guys, Everything is Messy is out now. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on Barnes & Noble. Head to everythingismessy.com. You can check your favorite retailer that is currently available, the ebook and the paperback, in the United States, in the UK, in Europe, in New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. I'm so proud of this book. And the best thing is that you can probably read it in about 2 hours or so. And the community to join with over 100 healthy recipes is completely free. So head to everythingismessy.com, grab a copy of your book today, whether it's the ebook or the paperback. If you'd like a signed copy, send me a DM on Instagram at the Happy Workaholic. I would be more than happy to write a special message for you and your friend in the book. Pop it in the mail. And don't forget to head on over to everythingismessy.com to see which retailer in your country, in your city, is currently carrying the book, as well as online, and the link to join the free community where I have filmed over 100 healthy recipes, how-to videos, and so many other life hacks, kitchen hacks. I have special links with brands where you get brand deals, and there's so much more in the Everything is Messy community. So again, head to everythingismessy.com, check out all the details, and I cannot wait to see you in the community. Hello, hello, and happy Friday. We made it until Friday. I have been up since 3:27 this morning. I started scrolling Instagram when I couldn't go back to sleep using my sound healing and meditations and all of that. I literally created a concept for a brand new show at like 4 a.m. And that's my life. And so welcome to a brand new episode. If you're new here, my name is Kellyanne Gorman. As you heard in the intro, this show covers a lot of information. And today I'm going to do an episode. It's another Q&A as promised. I've done 3 this week. We're going back to our regular schedule. Every Wednesday, new episodes will be live. My email list will get them first. Today is all about self-publishing. I am a self-published author as of October 1st, which is so crazy because I feel like now the momentum is like really picking up thanks to this lovely little pandemic that we went through. And a lot of people are asking me questions now because I've been posting so much more about my book and I'm going into stores and signing them, and they're asking me how I did what I did. And obviously, everything I do is not normal. The way I do it is not normal. It's my normal. So you have to find your own normal of creating content and writing that book and marketing and advertising and everything under the sun that has to do with self-publishing. I'm just here to share and answer the question. Well, first of all, answer questions that I've been receiving since I posted, I think a little bit over a week ago. and some others that I threw in there and information I really want to share because I haven't really done a show like this yet. So I figured now is the time. So you are listening to episode number 266. Next week, 267. Again, we'll go live on Wednesday. Throughout this week, I've been doing Q&A episodes on podcasting and now self-publishing. And then Monday was all about business. So I've been answering questions from you, the listener. So today I am going to talk about all things self-publishing. So if you're not familiar with my story on why I wrote this book in the first place and why it's so different, first of all, it's called Everything is Messy. And I was writing a book for about 4 years since like 2016 when I was diagnosed with two diseases I later on found out I was misdiagnosed with. That's a whole nother story. And hundreds of episodes here are on the show all about that. But I was writing my story and all of a sudden something hit me and I was like, this is not the story I want to write anymore. I want to write something happy. I want to turn the page in my life and literally and like do something that makes me smile. It was very traumatic for me to continue writing that book because I had to go back to reliving that nightmare. And it's bad enough I had to go through the legal process and then, you know, continue writing this book. It wasn't something that anybody would want to read, I don't think. Maybe one day I'll do something with that content that I worked on for 4 years. If you follow me on Instagram, I've posted so many times the amount of notebooks and journals that I have, like literally hundreds, and that's where I was writing. And I needed a way to figure out how to put this book together. And all of a sudden, thanks to the universe, Gabby Bernstein popped up on my Instagram feed. And I worked with her and her team in the bestseller masterclass. And it completely changed everything for me. I stopped writing the book I had been working on and writing on for 4 years. And I rewrote a much happier story. And what was making me happy was cooking. And I've always loved to cook. I cooked on yachts, I've cooked in restaurants, and I love creating healthy recipes. And so I decided that I was going to write a cookbook. So I started writing out all the recipes. I was creating them during the pandemic. I was getting deliveries of different ingredients. And then when we were finally able to go to the store again in California, I had my mask on and I was taking pictures of every single ingredient, making sure, because I wanted to write a vegan cookbook, that everything was gluten-free and vegan and cost-effective as well. I wanted everything I was creating to be under $20 because everybody thinks that, you know, being vegan, and I'm not vegan, by the way, that it's so expensive to eat healthy, and it's not. I live in one of the most expensive cities in the country, and I can juice for 2 weeks on a budget of like $20. I've got it down to a T, but that's just me. So if you have a family, then you might need to double it, but still, and that's with organic produce, by the way. I wanted everything to be under $20 for each recipe. So whether you're going to meal prep for the week, like I do most of the time, or you're going to feed a family for the night, $20 is pretty good, right? So that took a lot of time. So I was writing the chemical-free cookbook. That is what the name was. I own the .com. It forwards to a bunch of different landing pages I have. And I was so excited about it. But then when I started writing out these recipes, it reminded me of the time when I created them, which was in the kitchen, when I'm in my happy place, when I wasn't sick, when I wasn't like curled up in a ball after chemo in bed and just like trying to live my life again after all of that trauma. That's what made me happy. I'm like, I just want to write a happy book. Going through this masterclass with Gabby Bernstein, there was modules and she would bring in experts and pros from all different publishing houses and people that have gone through her course before. We did meditations and I really had to sit with myself like, is this the book I want to write? Then when I started creating more recipes, it really started triggering my memory and reminding me of happy times. I'm like, I have more to share now. Like I have happy stories. Like how did I get from being on my deathbed, going through chemo, being overdosed with drugs, through 6 medical malpractice legal cases to now like being completely healthy, not sick, not on drugs, and finally smiling again. Like, how did I get this life? And I'm like, this is the story I need to write. So that's what I started doing. So my cookbook, my 4-year story turned into a cookbook, which turned into a personal development book that you can read in about 2 hours, as well as a vegan cookbook that's sprinkled inside. And then there's a community that you can join where you can actually watch me cook over 100 of those recipes. So if you need a visual, they're located in the community. It's a Facebook group. And I also filmed that during the pandemic. So I have different color hair in, I think, almost every single video because I just was doing these, what was it? It was like L'Oreal semi-permanent conditioner. Anyway, if you follow me online, then you know exactly what I'm talking about because I had different color hair every week. I mean, what else were we going to do except color our hair different colors and I bought a glue gun. I was doing all these, I'm staring at my succulent wall, like DIY crafts. I mean, we had to like just get crafty with it, right? When we were all locked down. So I started writing this book when my legal cases were done. So I started writing Monday, August 17th. I released the ebook October 1st. I released the paperback November 1st. That is a very, very quick turnaround. I also, especially adding a cookbook and recipes and filming on top of that, I started filming in October. Yeah, I think it was October. The book I decided to write, I couldn't really start writing until I was done with all my legal cases. I just needed that chapter to be done. I ended up going to Los Angeles to do a sound bath healing with my friend Susie, who you need to follow right now, The Copper Vessel on Instagram. She's absolutely incredible. And I went to an in-person sound bath and I just thanked her when I was done. I was literally crying. She's been on the show before. Scroll down to a couple episodes from, I believe it was early August that she was on. Don't quote me. I'll put the link in the show notes because she has an incredible story and she's so good at what she does. And she even has an academy that she just sold out to teach other people how to, you know, use the crystal bowls and sound healing and all of that. But I knew that I needed to end that chapter on a high note, like with some sound bath and with the sound healing. That's what I did. The following Monday, I got to work. It was a new chapter. And ironically, 8/17 was the exact day in 2016 when all of this happened, when it all began. This 4-year nightmare, 5-year nightmare, 4-year nightmare, because that was 2020, began. And it was to the date. It was the weirdest thing. I remember opening my journal Monday, August 17th, writing in it. And I was like, August 17th. Oh my God. I literally called the doctor in Las Vegas and asked them when that date was that I was in the office. It was August 17th, 2016. I mean, if that is not a sign to start a new chapter of life, I don't know what is. It was absolutely insane. So I ended up going to the beach. I walked to the beach. I packed a cooler. I packed my notebooks. I packed like this huge bag. I walked to the beach. I walked back home and I would go there super early in the morning before the sun even came out. And I would write every single day. And I think I did 6 or 7 straight days that entire week of writing. That is when I wrote the 10 chapters. Then I was like, I need to put this all together. I didn't know I was going to do this so fast. I just had a feeling in my gut like, this is pouring out of me. I need to release it as soon as possible. So then I hired a team. And it's not the norm for you to go to the beach and write a whole book in a week, including recipes and filming and all of that. That came after. But the actual chapters, it just literally came pouring out of me. I'm like, how can I help people get to the place where they really want to be in life? Like, how can I share parts of me that I've never shared anywhere before in this book to prove like you can get the life that you deserve? Like you just need to fight and put in the work. Those are the stories that I shared. So that's how that happened. That's how I wrote my book. When I was done with that, I was going through Gabby Bernstein's masterclass, and that's how I figured out how to put it all together. If I had not gone through that and gone through the modules and the meditations and worked with Gabby and her incredible team and community, there's so much more involved. It's not just a masterclass. I never would have known what to do. So if you're somebody that needs to write your book and you want to self-publish or pitch publishing houses and you're like, how do I even do it? That is exactly what you need. So message me if you have any more questions on that. But that's how I figured out how to put everything together. But then once I finished that course, there was so much more involved, so much more involved. And there are so many things I wish I did differently. But again, I'm just sharing my story and answering these questions because now that I've been posting so much more about it recently, I'm getting asked a lot of questions. So I wanted to take this episode and just go over everything. I hired a whole team to help me launch this book. I had to hire somebody to do the graphics outside, inside, format the book inside, format the book outside, format the ebook, format the paperback, the cover design, the social media graphics. I hired a copywriter. There was a lot of us, I think six total. And I hired everybody from Fiverr, and I have a link in the show notes. If you're interested, go grab it because you'll get some money off if you need to do the same. My budget was $1,000, and I think I did it at like $997. So I was under budget. I paid a little bit more out of pocket after the fact for some other ads that I ran, but that was my budget. I was like, how can I do this for a grand? And I'm pretty sure it was $997 or $998. I'm like, holy shit, I was under budget. This is amazing. So once I went through the course and I figured out, okay, I definitely want to self-publish because pitching publishing houses, I know how to do that, but it takes so much time. And I had this fire inside me. I'm like, I can always do it later. If they like my book, they'll take it. We'll rewrite it. We'll do a new cover. We'll figure it out. I can pitch them later, or they can just come to me first. I needed to help more people now. I didn't want to wait. So that's why I chose the route of self-publishing. I learned a lot from this masterclass where I felt confident enough that I could do it on my own. And I also did not just upload my book to Amazon. Oh no. I went a whole nother route. I uploaded with Ingram Spark. I copyrighted everything, which legally you have to. I have my own publishing house, which I chose to do. It's called A Million Dreams Publishing. The logo is an anchor because I'm originally from Rhode Island. So everything I do has meaning. My makeup line I had many, many moons ago. The font is Gaelic. I'm Irish. Nobody knows that, but that's a story. I'd like everything to have meaning to it. And so A Million Dreams Publishing House is what I opened. My book is also found in the Library of Congress. That is also not the norm. I know that I need to touch as many people as I can with this book because I know it's going to help change their lives. And you're going to get some laughs. You're going to learn how to level up. There's stories you really need to pay attention to, read and listen. And then it comes with healthy recipes. Like, we all need to have a healthy lifestyle. So while you're trying to up-level your mind, body, and soul all together, this book will definitely help you do that. So when I figured out the cover and then the ebook, that's what I wanted to do first. So I released that October 1st. I even did a pre-sale. And then my pre-sale, I did buy the ebook, and then you get the paperback for free with gift baskets, not gift baskets. I partnered up with a bunch of different brands that I pitched to put together like little care packages for all of my pre-sale orders. And I had almost 100, I think. And so I just decided to do that. And now I'm working on like other boxes because that just made me realize how much I miss like putting together care packages for people. They were all lined up on my bed. I have so many TikTok videos and Instagram videos of me doing so. But I pitched brands that I love that I knew that my readers would love. And I added a little bit of everything inside of each care package along with the paperback. So when somebody would order the pre-sale, they would get the ebook, and then they would automatically know that as soon as that paperback comes out on November 1st, they're getting a copy signed first, along with a cute little care package of all my favorite goodies that I got for free from brands that I pitched. That is also not the norm. I just wanted to do something really nice as a thank you, and that's basically it. So once the paperback was done, you need, so Ingram Spark is the company that I use to upload my books. They are the ones to disperse it everywhere. So 40,000 retailers have access to my ebook and my paperback, not only in the United States of America, also in the UK and Canada and Europe, New Zealand and Australia. I also pitched independent bookstores all around San Diego. This came later. I literally just started doing that because of COVID. I couldn't like really go in places and so and sign, and it was just too much. So now I'm like really doing that, like picking up the momentum and the speed on that. I just did like a little mini book tour. I signed books for 7 stores all around San Diego. They now are selling my book. As soon as it's on the shelf, I go in there and sign. I write little notes like for a free coaching hour, something like really nice. So like you feel good when you open the book, you know? So uploading through Ingram Spark, their customer service is amazing. Here's the thing. Welcome to my life. When I used them, everybody was uploading through them. They were not ready for this demand. That's for sure. I had so many printing errors. And this isn't Ingram Spark. It's the company that they use to print. So I'm not... oh, there's a little hummingbird outside. I have my window open. So I thought that maybe the background of the birds chirping you might enjoy on this beautiful Friday morning. I've been up so early, so I feel like it's noon already. And it's not even 8 a.m. So I got cases of my books delivered and none of them looked right. None of them looked the same. The printing was diagonal. I mean, the ink was smeared. There was just so many errors. And it was taking me over a month to get a copy of my own book. And I'm freaking out because I'm thinking, if I'm getting this, other people are getting this. And that is so embarrassing. I put my heart and soul into this book. Blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, everything. And it's destroyed. Every single one's destroyed. And I'm like, if Barnes & Noble is ordering my book, they're going to send it back because it's awful. And so that's why I changed my cover. That's the story. I had a red border on my book. And what was messing up the printer is that the lines on the border would be uneven. And I'm such a perfectionist, but still, like, it needs to be printed properly. The border wasn't printing right because of the lines, to make a really long story short. So in order to avoid that, the best decision I had to make was to redo the cover. So when you redo the cover, you have to redo the inside. So I had to do everything again. I had to rehire half of my team to fix the paperback. The ebook still has the red border. That was fine. It's the paperback that was printing. So I'm freaking out. And now again, because of COVID, everybody's writing books. They weren't ready for this demand. Everybody's working at home. Their systems were glitching. I'm not saying anything bad about them. Like, that's just what happened with a lot of companies. But my printing jobs were no bueno. I still have cases. I could have thrown them away, but they're like in my closet in the back just so I can look at them one day and say, I made it through. Here are all the shitty copies. So that's one thing I wish I knew ahead of time is that would have, you know, if you put a colored border around the book, it's going to mess up a print job, or it can, the way that it's printing on demand, because that's how they're getting printed. Something else I wish I knew was that if your book is under 100 pages, you cannot have a binder on the outside. So at any bookstore, they have to put it forward, which is fine. But if it gets, you know, thrown into other books in the mix, nobody's going to find my book because it doesn't say everything is messy on the spine because it's under 100 pages. It's 86. If I had known that, then I would have definitely added more, just so that even just blank journal pages, just so that I could have a spine. So when I had my 2 different designers working up the art, and that was another thing, I couldn't find a designer to do the artwork that I actually hand drew. And so I had to go like a totally different route, but I absolutely love my cover because everything I do, like, I'm obsessed with Sharpies, and the cover looks like I wrote it in a Sharpie with my font and everything. So I really do love it now, but I had a whole different image that I hand drew and nobody could do what I wanted. So I was like, let me just go a different route. So I had to rehire the 2 different designers to take off the spine because it was already done. And then when I uploaded through Ingham Spark, that's when I realized you can't have a spine. So it's just white, which I'm still like, oh man, I wish I knew that, you know, but I can definitely upload a new book and maybe add those journal pages at a later time if I want to add the spine to it so that people can find it if it is sitting in between other books. But usually when I see it in stores, it's forward. But most of them are bought online as well, thank God. So that's something else that you're definitely going to want to keep in mind is if you write a paperback that's short, you're not going to have a spine if it's under 100 pages. I had no idea. I did not know that. When you upload the book, the process is kind of like uploading a podcast. So when you have a podcast, everybody pulls your RSS feed, which is basically the link that showcases where your podcast is. So as soon as I upload this episode, the link gets pushed to all platforms that I'm syndicated to. That's how the episodes air. So when I upload my book, that ISBN number gets pushed out to all different platforms, the 40,000 retailers that have access to it. That's how that works. So let's talk about Target. So Barnes & Noble is the first. So, okay, you can definitely upload your ebook and paperback to Amazon only. I don't suggest that. I suggest you do it through Ingram Spark because you'll get somebody on the customer service line that can walk you through it if you get stuck. And they do have the absolute best customer service. It's just like my printing drama, but that was honestly like half of COVID and their high demand. Like, I don't blame them, but at the same time, I'm like, this is just my life. So Barnes & Noble picked up my book after Amazon, a big major retailer here in the States. And then Target was next. Every single week in my planner, I wrote Target, 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 Target. I literally have proof. And 7 months and 3 days later, Target finally published Everything is Messy. And that was this week. And 7 months and 3 days is a very long time to constantly be checking their app like a psycho, checking each store, talking to different managers where they have nothing to do. Even one of the managers here this week, I was like, how can I get my books in your store so I can sign? Because every store, I've been told something different, but I do know that it's corporate. And the last manager I spoke with, she's like, I can't even control our lighting. Are you serious? And I was like, oh my God, it sucks for them. But at the same time, I'm like, I want to sign books in your store. She's like, corporate, you've got to deal with corporate. And that's who I've been dealing with over and over and over again. And honestly, all I needed somebody to do from their tech team was literally just hit refresh on their site for my book to appear, like 7 months and 3 days. So that's how my book got on Target, is I was constantly emailing them. And if I am not proof of never giving up, I don't know what else to tell you. Because if you don't want it that bad, if you don't follow up as much as I do, you're not going to get what you want, period. Like, that's it. So my book launch, let's talk about that. I kind of did backwards where I didn't know that I was going to change the book. So if I had already had a community where I was sharing all these recipes and then I would have a huge following in the community, like all about just the food part, the cookbook aspect, then I would release it to them. But I didn't know that was going to be a part of it. So I did it backwards. So now I just have a community where you can go in there, type the recipe, search, and then you'll find me literally showing you. It's like a little mini YouTube channel, which eventually I think I may put on my YouTube, but right now all my podcast stuff is there. So, and I also need like 5 people to do that for me because I really don't have the time. So thanks to Fiverr, I will probably hire another team to do that, as well as Amazon ads, which I'll get into in a minute. So I did my launch plan kind of backwards, but I'm okay with that because this whole book writing journey has been unbelievable. And there's things that I could do backwards. I mean, the right way instead of backwards. There's things that I could have researched ahead of time, but this is just how it happened. So I think it's really important to share my story and like all the hiccups and the mistakes I made and all of that, because you need to hear that, you know, like, how come nobody told me that I needed a book over 100 pages to have a spine? Like, that's really important because now it's white and you can't find it in a store, you know? But again, thank God, most of my sales are online. And I have an ebook as well. So you just need to have patience, first of all, if you're going to self-publish. That is number one. Number two is you need to make a list of all your independent bookstores in your area. And number three, you need to just keep manifesting your book and visualizing on the shelf of somewhere. I literally just published an Instagram reel that was originally a TikTok video of me putting my book on the Target shelf back in February. I did this almost every week. I have hundreds of videos in my phone that I've never published, just visualizing it there, seeing it on the shelf over and over and over again. That's how shit happens. I am a huge believer in writing shit down and manifesting and visualizing it. I mean, I did this when I was going through chemo. I wish I could be at the beach. I wish I could just be on the beach and not sick anymore. And that beach I was dreaming of is the beach that I live less than a mile away from, that I walk to almost every day and go to almost every single day, and where I wrote my book, where I found out then, where I did a Facebook Live when I shared with the world that I was misdiagnosed, when I would start to work on my legal cases, when I finished my legal cases, same beach, same fucking beach, not a mile down, not a different town over, the same beach. And I am a huge believer in just writing it down and manifesting it and visualizing it. And if you do all of that and you put in the work, it's going to come. I promise you it's going to come, because never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that I'm a published author. I never would have thought that. I thought that my writing sucked. I thought that nobody liked my blogs. I thought that my grammar was awful, which it is. I love writing in caps. It drives my clients nuts. I could just get more out quickly if I just keep that caps lock on. Thank God for copywriters. Mine is amazing if you need a referral. And commas, I had this whole comma drama where I never knew that you should always have a comma before the final and. And it's definitely a writing technique, but now I use it all the time. And I remember just having like a bottle of wine with my roommate, and we're looking up .coms about comma drama. And we found this blog from this mom, and it was like the mom's comma drama blog or something like that. And it was all about the drama that I was going through with my commas. My copywriter literally added like a million commas to my book. I was like, you're amazing. I love you. Thank you so much. So, I mean, I feel kind of dumb saying that, but like half of my friends, I polled them, also had no idea. And the other half were like, yeah, I've been doing that since I learned how to write. And I'm like, how have I not known that? But here we are. Now I'm doing a podcast and sharing with you everything that happened along my self-publishing journey so that you don't have to deal with this shit and go through it yourself. And at the end of the day, all you can do is laugh. I mean, I'm so grateful that people are reading my book, purchasing it every day. I pitched myself to brands. I pitched myself to independent bookstores. I'm constantly following up with big retailers, because sometimes that's what you have to do in order for them to hit refresh on their site. And again, 7 months and 3 days it took Target. But here we are, and now it's done, and now it's there. It's live, and I'm just so incredibly grateful. And it's definitely a humbling experience when you go into stores and you say, I'm a local author. I've gone into one store, and I wasn't local to that specific area, but in the city I am, throughout San Diego, I didn't know local was so specific, so I didn't know that verbiage, like, shouldn't be used to this one specific store. So I kind of had to take a back seat. It was very humbling. And I'm like, okay, so like, you don't want to publish, carry my book here? Or some other stores thought that I just like printed this out and then I'm like shopping it to stores. And I'm like, no, it's a published book. You can order it. Like, you can order Brené Brown's book and Marie Forleo's book and everybody else's books. It's all in the same database. And one store even checked to make sure while I was standing there. And I'm like, wow, this is a really humbling experience. I'm literally like going door to door like a salesperson selling my book. Other stores were asking me for my PR, my agent, my team. And I'm like, why can't you deal with me directly? I own the rights to everything. Like, my book is in the Library of Congress. Like, look it up. And they're like, do you have an ISBN number? I'm like, did you turn the book over? There's a barcode. Things like that. It's very humbling. And I just remember coming home and just being so exhausted because that's not the experience I was expecting. But I'm very grateful for it because now my book is in those stores. And I've definitely learned, you know, when you get used to like your bubble that you're in, especially now, like I'm actually able to go in stores. I'm actually able to talk to people where I've been at home working like the rest of us. Well, usually I am, but I'm in my podcasting and writing bubble and developing shows, and I'm not pitching people. I'm pitching brands, but I'm not pitching like individuals, like please carry my book so I can come in and sign it. Do events and stuff like that. So I wasn't expecting that, but I'm glad that it happened because it definitely 100% humbled me. And I was like, okay, let's like figure another situation out for the rest of the stores that you want to go to. So that's what I did. But that's a lot of people were asking me about local stores. And so that's how I approached that. You really need to be on your toes and plan ahead and figure out like a master plan when it comes to pitching also. And hiring your team. You want to do your research. You are not going to be able to do everything yourself. I am the queen bee of trying to do that. And I knew for sure I needed a team. I learned that again from Gabby and her team. Like, I need to hire professionals and move forward with the ebook and the paperback. Could I have just done an ebook? Absolutely. But I wanted it in my hand. I wanted people to be able to read it and draw all over it and journal prompts and just like make it like a notebook, you know, take it with you. I did it small for a reason so you can put it in your purse. I even measured all my books. I remember when I was trying to figure out what size I wanted the book, I would take out all my crossbodies and then I would measure the crossbody and then measure some of my favorite books to see if the book would fit so that you can literally take it with you, whether you're somebody like that's going to go to the beach or you want to go have a cup of coffee and you want to figure out your recipes and your meal plan, you can write on my recipe pages. Like I wanted it to be like a little workbook slash cookbook. And that's the verbiage that you can still see on Target. That's how I designed that. That's how I wanted it. I wanted it in someone's hand. I wanted you to be able to like write all over it and make it your own. So that's why I did both copies of the book. And I'm so glad that I did. And something else I wanted to share is that when you do need a team, you need to just figure out like your budget and then your team, like how many people you're actually going to need. So all of us, I had six. And then when it comes to ads, like I mentioned, I was running Facebook ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads. I haven't finalized the person who I'm going to hire for Amazon ads yet. So if you know anybody, send them my way. I have a couple that I've been researching, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not just not ready to like hire that person yet. Like I haven't figured out which one I want. But Amazon ads are really important. And it's so funny because everybody has their own favorite store, right? So my book has been out since November 1st and so many people have been buying it on Amazon, but yet haven't left a review. So I'm like begging for a review. Same thing with the show. And I'm like, my show's almost 4 years old. Like how are there not even 100 reviews? I don't understand. So by the way, I'm doing a huge book giveaway. So stay tuned to the end and it, cause it's all about reviews. And so Amazon ads are really important, but as soon as I released this week that I'm now on Target, I'm going to see a spike at the end of the month with sales just because it's Target. And if you're an Amazon lover, you buy everything from Amazon. Sometimes you just prefer Target. Sometimes you prefer Walmart. So that's where you're going to go and buy that book. It's so funny because people don't support your work. They support the store that they purchase it from, which is so freaking crazy. And I have a lot of people that buy directly from me because they want a signed copy. So if you haven't purchased the paperback and you do want a signed copy, just send me a message on Instagram and I'll get that to you this week. And that's just the crazy part. So anyway, figure out a budget to run ads. I'm going to be doing it again on a lot of other platforms now that I'm on Target. I've been waiting for Target to run these ads. So I am doing that next, but you definitely want to have a game plan on how you're going to publish your book, the team, the budget, I mean, all of it. Gabby's class was an additional investment. So altogether, my budget was a grand besides, like on top of that,
investment for my book. I really wanted to see if I could pull it off. And I even paid extra for shipping and for all this other stuff for the books to be delivered because there were so many mistakes. And that was all included as well. So I think I did a really good job when it comes to that. If you're going to pitch publishing houses, you need to definitely learn patience because it's going to take a long time and you're going to get a lot of denials in the beginning. This is just something that I've heard from other friends that are authors that, and if you even like research on Instagram, just look up other authors, the first thing they're going to say is that their book was denied like over and over again until they got a deal. So the way that the deals work with publishing houses is you get a check up front. So say I got a check for 40 grand. I don't see another penny until I've sold $40,000 worth of books. Then I get another check. However, they do handle your PR. You have an agent. An agent is usually somebody that's going to pitch it for you. So that would be an additional cost. But, and then you're going to split the royalties. So they handle everything with the book. So they'll do PR and marketing and all of that. When you self-publish, you handle all of it. And I'm glad I went this way because now I can help other people self-publish as well. So to wrap up this episode, I wanted to share two exciting things. One of them is I'm doing a book giveaway. It's time. Now that I'm on Target, it's time. So if you have purchased Everything is Messy and you have not left a review for the book, wherever you have purchased it, if you do so and you take a screenshot and tag me at The Happy Workaholic on either Facebook or Instagram, I'm going to send you a free ebook version. So it's a $15 value. Also, if you leave a review for The Happy Workaholic podcast, the very show you're listening to right now, on Audible, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, the episodes are there as well. Screenshot your review. Again, tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, and you will receive the ebook version of Everything is Messy. I will link my video that I did for that in the show notes for you. And lastly, I know for sure I'm going to get a lot more questions after releasing this episode because I have about the podcasting one I did on Wednesday, as well as the business Q&A show I did Monday. So I have 2 days available this coming week and 3 days available the following week for coaching calls, hourly coaching calls. So if that is something that you are interested in and you don't need like a full service program, which I'm not even doing at the moment right now because I'm trying to finalize my medical product, an hourly call with me is definitely an investment that you're going to want to do if you need to pick my brain. And I have, what day? I think it's Tuesday and Wednesday. Let me look at my planner. Excuse me. Tuesday and Wednesday, 12 to 4 Pacific Standard Time is when I'm available this week. If you want to pick my brain, listen to this episode again. If you need to write down all your questions, we can get on a Zoom. We can get on a FaceTime. We can get on a regular call and you can ask me everything you want and I will give you all the answers based on my own expertise and experience because I would love to help you launch your own book and launch your own podcast and, you know, launch your own business. Whatever information you need from me, I'm here to give it to you. So you can just set up a call with me. The link will be in my show notes and the price is there as well. And then what else? I think that's it. I'm sure I can do another self-publishing episode once I get another round of questions, but I just wanted to do something special for you, the listener. I wanted to do an ebook giveaway. I wanted to do special pricing on my coaching calls just because I'm ready to celebrate this 4-year anniversary of the Happy Workaholic podcast. So I'm like, let's just get this party started. So I've discounted my hourly calls. Everything will be in the show notes. And again, if you leave a review for the paperback, Everything is Messy, and a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast, just screenshot those reviews, tag me on Facebook and Instagram. Oh my God, I think I'm going to sneeze. I really can't record with the window open anymore. Okay, I don't think I'm going to sneeze. I just need you to tag me Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic, and then I will send that ebook your way. And then if you do both reviews, you'll get two ebooks, and then you can send one to a friend. How amazing is that? And if you already have purchased Everything is Messy and you don't have access to the community, just go to everythingismessy.com and then that link will bring you there. And again, there's over 100 recipes of all healthy meals. I did no gluten, dairy, sugar, or meat. They're all vegan. And there's for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, for sweet snacks, and four savory sides. Oh my God, I haven't said that in so long. I can't believe I just like pulled it off. That's exactly, and they're all under $20. So my four-year journey experience in writing stopped. I learned everything from Gabby Bernstein and her team. I wrote and released an ebook and a paperback. I'm a self-published author that owns a publishing house now. And I'm just getting started. So if this isn't your friendly little reminder to write shit down, manifest, visualize, put in the work, and know that you're going to get it, this is your sign. Because I'm just living proof that anything is possible, and you can do it too. So I hope that you have a wonderful day. I hope this episode answered all of your questions. Again, if you have any more, write it all down and let's schedule a call. I would love to help you. But that's it. That's everything I have on my list in front of me. I hope you enjoyed the hummingbirds that were singing in the background. Here they come again. I'm working on my second coffee. I'm nursing it. I'm tired. I can't believe I've been up since 3. Oh my God. It's going to be a good day. I hope you have a good day. And if you want to hear the next episode first, you're going to want to sign up for my newsletter, and you can do so on thehappyworkaholic.com. You will get all episodes first unless you are subscribed on all platforms. They come out at the same time. So I hope that you have a wonderful rest of the day, and I will talk to you again soon. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.